The K92 Morning Thanks Monday Mount Rushmore.
Because sandwiches are one of the greatest foods.
Yes, they are.
Some people don't like sandwiches. That's an unpopular opinion. Those people are just demented.
We don't talk to them.
No.
Keep crazy. Them over there.
So, we're trying to find the four best.
Yeah. So on Mount Rushmore, we have four presidents that we felt, or somebody at some point, felt was influential on America.
Yeah, but it's boring.
Yeah, that's boring. So we're taking them down.
A bunch of dead people on a rock.
And we are going to put up sandwiches, the four sandwiches that we feel are the best, our favorites, whatever, whatever. And here's the thing with the sandwich. Hamburgers do not count.
Okay.
Hamburgers do not count as a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs do not count as a sandwich. But subs, I will count as sandwiches.
Okay, so those are the rules that you're setting right there. Because that was going to be my very first question was, does a burger count?
A burger does not count. No, it does not.
And I know we could sit here and say the definition of a sandwich is the bread with the something and the blah, blah. But I'm okay with setting rules on this. Because if you you could do the Mount Rushmore of burgers. You could just like four different burgers with the toppings and all that stuff. And so, and we probably will, because we're going to be in this quarantine for God knows how long.
Yes, and the actual name of a sub is a submarine sandwich. So subs count.
Okay. So, Monica, as we talk sandwiches, do you like sandwiches? I don't think I've ever seen you eat a sandwich.
I like sandwiches. Yeah, I mean, I have a little carb here and there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not a full sandwich.
But I was like, not a full sandwich.
So where? Okay. So
but,
give me.
You know, I have to put a hot tuna sub on there.
Would you stop with that?
Yeah.
You are not starting with the hot tuna sub. You are not.
A hot tuna sub, and I would have to say an egg salad sandwich.
Okay, so you're putting out all your favorites on this one.
I don't want you to play this game
Tell
anymore.
Me all about the last time you ate a hot tuna sandwich.
Oh, gosh. You know what? A peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly, though.
That's a staple. I feel like it has to be on there.
Yeah, because that is like, that's the classic. I mean, that's how you start your life with a sandwich is the peanut butter and jelly. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to come up with four.
Okay.
And then you can text in. We can try to throw ones off. We can put new ones on, whatever. So Monica's first submission is the PB&J, the classic of all classics. I will throw in the grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese.
Oh, man. That's a
classic one,
sandwich.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, that's so good. People say, with a side of tomato soup. No, thank you. I'm fine. I'm good. No. But just the grilled cheese sandwich.
That's a classic. Oh, you guys are starting with like some of the OGs right now. I'm about to escalate it then.
Okay. Because
you guys are very like low-key right now. I'm about to shoot it up. I'm going with the Philly cheesesteak. I want the Philly cheesesteak to be on there.
Mm.
See, Monica agrees, Monica can't see Zach's face, but he disagrees.
Yeah.
He disagrees.
Why would you don't like a Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, I just feel like we've kind of we've done some bad things to steak that didn't necessarily have to happen. Steak is so good on its own. And what we've done is we've cut it into tiny little shavings that we have overcooked and
it's
we have
so
thrown
delicious.
Into a big log.
Oh my god,
log,
it's so delicious.
It's so good.
And it's always soggy and soupy
anytime
you go to Philly and those dodos, and I say that cuz I live there. So I love you is that you got to go to Geno's or Pat's. I'm going to tell you right now. Geno's and Pat's, they both stink.
Actually,
don't even get into this argument.
The people that I know that are from Philadelphia say do not go to Geno and Pat's.
Yeah.
They said they have the other local spots that you go to.
They're low grade because the way to get it at either of those places, Monica, is to put Cheese Whiz on your... No. Cheese Whiz should never go near a steak.
Yeah, I saw that in one of the Rocky movies.
They
put Cheese Whiz on it.
Keep your whiz to yourself. but
Philly
cheesesteak. Okay, so he wants a big sloppy soupy sandwich.
With some onions and green peppers and mushrooms.
So
let's
do one more to throw on there right now and then we'll decide. I'm going to put out the BLT.
I figured that one was coming on there.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato. God, I love a summertime BLT.
I find it to be boring, but, it's on.
Well, I find you to just, for the most part, even though you are my best friend because you're the only person I hang out with, but it's under protest, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
We don't get along, man. We are friends simply because we live in the same prison cell. That's all
it
is. We're best buds. Anyway, okay, so 52353, we're going to flip it around to y'all. What we have so far, peanut butter and jelly,
yep,
grilled cheese,
yep,
Philly cheesesteak,
yep,
and the BLT. What are we missing? What needs to be taken off that list? We'll debate all of it as we figure out the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches here on The Thing.
And I understand the love for the BLT. I just find it to be the Jennifer Aniston of our sandwiches right now, of our Mount Rushmore.
Awesome.
It's attractive,
sexy,
but
delicious.
It's boring.
It's boring.
It's there.
Yeah.
Well, what about a fried bologna sandwich?
Oh, you went to the country with it.
Yeah.
A fried bologna sandwich.
You know, I thought about bologna because that one, again, it's sort of a classic. Like, it's something you grow up on, a bologna sandwich.
Oh, fried bologna sandwich.
Fried bologna is excellent, too.
Oh,
the problem
man.
With the bologna sandwich is you become an adult, you basically never eat another one again.
Oh, I don't know. You hit one every once in a while. I might make one today. I got to try some bologna.
That was like the sure sign that, you know, life had changed forever is you eat one bologna sandwich and your feet swell up and you can't put your shoes on
anymore.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Oh, man, fried bologna.
You talk trash about the BLT. I find the Philly cheesesteak to be the Rob Kardashian of sandwiches. Sloppy, soupy.
I love a good sloppy
too
sandwich.
Too much. And if you're going to do, I guess I would put that one in the sub category.
It's a sub sandwich.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I would say if you're going to have a sub sandwich on this list, it should be the Italian.
No.
The Italian sub.
No, I mean, no.
That's the OG of subs right
no,
there.
No.
No? Why
no.
not? Why other than you just yelling, no.
It's just the Italian has all those different meats, right? Like it has salami and all. Yeah, that's
it's
just too much meat
on
meat on meat. That's just too much.
Oh, meat on meat on
meat. No, I need some lettuce. I need some onions. I need some cheese. I need some mushrooms. I need some peppers. Yeah,
that's
too
much. You got much everything. So a lot of text here at 52353 for the Reuben. What about the Reuben?
I've never had one.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a Reuben.
Monica, do you even know what's in a Reuben? Go ahead and tell me. What's in a Reuben?
Pastrami. Is that what it is?
I keep like going. What else?
Sandwich?
What else
I don't
would
know.
You put in there?
And sauerkraut. Is that what it is? Yeah, and some sauce. Some kind of
correct.
Sauce.
Yeah, you're basically right. Yeah. It's corned beef. Pastrami, I think, would count as
it's
that.
Close.
Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Monica's, it's the cousin of ranch, Russian dressing.
Yeah.
Boo.
There's nothing about this that appeals to me. I like sauerkraut, I guess.
It's communist dressing. I don't know what's going on here. And it's grilled between slices of rye bread. Now, the Reuben is, I mean, it's a classic sandwich. You go to, like, Cat's Deli in New York. I mean, it's that sandwich. It's stacked sky high. I'd pick that one over the Philly cheesesteak.
I can't vote for that one.
Mm. Yeah, I was talking about me. I know.
Can't do it.
See, y'all are going to revolt. And I don't think it can kick the BLT out because the BLT is so classic. I mean, look, it's got its own abbreviations.
Because people are lazy.
No, because it's so well known.
People are lazy.
It's like PB&J.
Where's the BLT from?
The BLT is from God.
Where's
I mean, come on.
Philly cheesesteak has a whole city around it. Yeah. Has a whole city around it. They have competitions on who has the best Philly cheesesteak. They don't have that about BLT because anybody can do a bacon less. That's a kindergarten sandwich. BLT is an elementary school sandwich. If you're teaching home ec for third graders, the first thing you teach them how to make is a BLT because it's so easy to make. It's a color by number sandwich.
Yeah, but, you know, no offense to Philly, but I will say something very offensive to people from Philly. That's the city we're going to go for on a sandwich?
That's a delicious sandwich.
I don't know, man.
You're picking the connect-the-dot sandwich. A Lego sandwich.
Legos are the best.
No. Any other time we're talking about Legos, you hate Legos.
I do, except for right now.
No.
I don't know, man. Okay, I'm going to leave it up to the people. Reuben? I guess we'll do
No, you
got to
do all three then.
Fine, we'll do a three-way. Reuben, Philly cheesesteak, and BLT. You only get to pick one. What's the best one on that list? And we'll take the top two vote getters
on
that.
And I'm only counting the votes now.
Right, that
Start now, not the previous one. So text back in if you already text.
So if you already texted in, Reuben, you got to text it again. So you pick one of those three. BLT, Reuben, Philly cheesesteak. That'll decide those final two, the top two vote getters. PB&J is in. Grilled cheese is in. What are the other two? Monday Mount Rushmore of sandwiches concludes next. We said you could just pick the one. We'll take the top two vote getters for Philly cheesesteak, BLT, and Reuben. Antoine, man. Right, now, BLT is definitely safe. That
BLT
one
is
the leading
strong.
Vote getter.
I think it's just because, you know, people are lazy when they text. They
rather
just
that,
text
though,
a few letters.
I see a lot of Reubens.
I do, too. I think I see more Reubens.
Reuben?
Yep. Philly's coming in strong at the end,
it's
but
close.
I think Reuben has it.
Yep. Reuben it is. Philly cheesesteaks out. Reuben it is.
Disgusting.
I'm sorry. Peanut butter and jelly, grilled cheese, the Reuben, and the BLT.
It's funny. I'm only eating one sandwich on this Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, but you don't like tacos either. You have bad taste. So I think it's good. If you only like one of the sandwiches, I feel like
then
we did
a
good job in all this. Yeah.
Fair.